Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we dissect the intricate components of the English language to make you a grammar guru in no time. Today, we're diving deep into the world of reflexive pronouns. Stick with us to explore when and how to use them correctly. Spoiler alert, you might be surprised at some common mistakes that even native speakers make. All right, let's kick things off by identifying what reflexive pronouns actually are. Reflexive pronouns are used when the subject and the object of a sentence are the same entity. They end in self or selves. Examples include myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself, ourselves, yourselves, and themselves. These pronouns add emphasis or indicate that an action is done autonomously. But did you know, for example, that myself has been around since the 14th century? Originally, reflexive pronouns were formed by adding self to what we now consider possessive pronouns, like my for myself.
Over time, the usage became more nuanced. For instance, yourself wasn't initially meant for formal singular reference, but rather for plural, as in yourselves. This shifted, and by the 17th century, yourself often referred to a single person in a more respectful or polite manner.
It's time for a quick quiz to test your knowledge. I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and Jack here will fill in the blank with the correct usage. Ready?
Bring it on.
I made this birthday cake blank.
You'd say, I made this birthday cake myself, since you did it without any help.
How about this? The cat can clean blank.
That's easy. The cat can clean itself. It refers back to the cat.
Perfect. It's crucial not to confuse reflexive pronouns with emphatic pronouns. While they use the same words, they function differently. For emphasis, you might say, I myself cannot believe he did that. Here, myself is emphatic, not reflexive.
Now, let's talk about common misuses. Saying me and John are going to the movies ourselves is incorrect, because ourselves doesn't refer back to anything. It should be, John and I are going to the movies by ourselves.
Another common error is using a reflexive pronoun without a clear antecedent. For example, the report must be submitted by yourself. The correct form is, you must submit the report, as yourself has no clear reference in the original sentence.
In informal speech, people often mistakenly substitute reflexive for personal pronouns. You might hear someone say, my brother and myself went fishing. However, it should be, my brother and I went fishing.
Before we wrap up, remember that reflexive pronouns aren't just about grammar. They're also about clarity in communication. Using them improperly can cause confusion and weaken your writing or speech.
Thank you for tuning in to another enlightening episode of Grammar Lab. We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the uses and abuses of reflexive pronouns.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Until next time, keep your grammar in check.